So, ever since the CBN started these reforms with the redesigning, some people called recoloration, whichever way you want to put it, of some of the Naira notes, there's been plenty of conversations around it. And that money went into circulation from last week. And there's also, you know, been different forms of criticisms saying, well, not enough was distributed is what some customers would say. We even visited a few of the banks and they say, well, we don't have enough of it. The little we have is what we have distributed. Some people haven't even come to terms with the new notes. I mean, there's stories of people who were abused physically in some parts of the country because they tried to pay for their fare or buy stuff using the new Naira notes. But that's not all. While we were trying to digest that, the CBN came out with a new cash withdrawal policy, which also has caused a lot of critics to say perhaps this was set up for election purposes, etc., etc. Loads of opinions have been shared about this. And just to even make it more interesting, yesterday when I spoke with the EFCC spokesperson, well, he says they don't see it as something that's targeted at any politician or for election purposes. It's basically largely, most importantly, pick whichever one suits you, for the sake of the Nigerian economy. I mean, we know how the Naira has been falling drastically compared to the dollar. The CBN has also said, well, 80% of the funds that are out there in public are not in the vault. We don't know where they are. And we need to get these monies back. Cash, deflation. Cash is not in circulation as it ought to. Why? What is the problem? So these are some of the issues CBN says this particular policy is supposed to curb. So it was a memo that came out in November and it limited the cash withdrawal for individuals and corporate organizations. And that would take effect from the 9th of January. It limited individual withdrawals to 100,000 naira over the counter for an individual. If you are going to do above that, then there's a certain extra fine you'd have to pay. You'd be taxed about 5%. For a corporation, 500,000 naira. And if you are going to choose to say you want to withdraw over 500,000 naira over the counter, well, there's also certain fines that you would pay, about 10% tax on it. So, different people. I spoke with NECA sometime last week as well. NECA gave its own opinion on the issue and says, well, it's going to affect businesses. It's going to affect businesses. That was NECA's major concern. But today, how does it affect banks? How much do you understand about this policy is what we seek to find out in our conversation today. And we're having someone, a guest, very interesting with me in the studio today, we'll be having the conversation with. And this individual, of course, is the chairman, CIBN, River State Branch, Onwachukwu Ujoku. Onwachukwu Ujoku will join me and we'll have a conversation about this. If you wonder what CIBN means, Chartered Institute of Bankers of Nigeria, that's what the CIBN stands for. And they'll be telling us today how this would affect the banks, because many people have had different opinions about how this particular policy affects us. In fact, the World Bank had its own view about the redesigning of the Naira. Yeah, and for the World Bank, it has warned that the newly redesigned Naira, which went into circulation sometime last week, would negatively affect the economic activities of the poor Nigerians due to its timing and short transition period. So, it's where the banks now come in. Do we have enough of these monies in the vaults to be circulated? As at last week, that wasn't the case from the reports we got. And the World Bank is saying that might impact small and medium-scale businesses as well as the poor Nigerians. It was in a report titled Nigeria Development Update. That was where the World Bank gave that particular information. Anyways, what is your own idea of the new policy? On Facebook at Nigeria Info PH, we are live. You can watch, you can listen from wherever you are around the world, and you can most importantly contribute. So tell us what you think. How well do you understand the CBN withdrawal policy? Would like to know. Do you have enough information about it? How well do you understand it? Share that opinion with us on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. Facebook and on Twitter as well at Nigeria Info PH. How well do you understand the CBN withdrawal policy? Is what we want to know. You can also send us WhatsApp messages 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. I'll take that number again, 0809-030-6416. That is the WhatsApp number. How well do you understand the CBN withdrawal policy? Let us know. We'll take a very short break. My guest will be in the studio any moment from now, and the conversation will continue afterwards. Don't forget at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on Twitter.
Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info. Information is a source of development. Stay tuned.
Do you have your PVC?
The 2023 election is a deciding moment.
Who would you rather have in that office? Your PVC is your magic wand. It's not just a means of identification. Your PVC is your voice. Don't sell it. Don't hoard it on election day. It's not just for keeps. It's for use. Use your PVC. My name is Constance Mega. Vote on election day.
On election.
Okay, so my guest is with me in the studio, Nkwachukwu Njoku, the chairman, CIBN, Chartered Institute of Bankers of Nigeria, Rivers State Branch. Sir, you're welcome. Good morning. Compliments of the season.
Compliments of the season. Thank you for the opportunity.
Port Harcourt traffic got in your way, huh?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
At least tell us sorry now. Apologize to Rivers people because they were expecting you by 8.
Yes. Dear listeners, I apologize. And I assure you that we would do justice to this topic today.
First off, I'd like to start with the availability of the new notes, which is becoming a concern. A report from the World Bank just about yesterday or so says, well, this new redesigning of the notes would largely affect SMEs and the poor Nigerians because of the short transition period, one, and the fact that not enough of this money would be in circulation as at based on the period of transition. Are these notes available? And how much of it are available?
Okay, thank you very much. To start with, that is usually the practice. The notes are available, but the quantity in circulation definitely will be minimal.
Why?
In the short term.
Is it something that's done intentionally? Or is, because the CBN president has said, we have enough of this, and in the votes going to go across the various banks in the country. So why then is it now in short circulation? Is it some policy or a way that banks operate?
The thing is the availability, the means of moving them. And also, you know, they are printed items, they are printed instruments. Mm. So the distribution to various banks, all the banks, would face some challenges. Therefore, some banks may have, some bank branches may have, some may not have. In the short term, again, but in the medium term to the long term, it will be everywhere. That is how it works.
But if we're basing on the short term and we're having these hitches now, would you say that the preparation before this was introduced was adequate enough? If we're going to have this, why not just take all the time to make adequate preparation so that we have the notes in proper circulation? Because by January next year, I think towards the end of January next year, we would officially no longer be needing the old notes and it would be the new notes. And if you look at what's available now and then the time frame that we have, it's almost like we might have problems and that date might even be shifted.
I'm not seeing a situation where there will be a shift on the date. But before then, the number, the quantity of money in circulation will definitely increase. And again, as I said earlier, in the short term, we always have these challenges. In the medium term, there will be an improvement. The quantity of money in circulation in bank branches or available to bank branches would increase, especially when the limit on ATMs have been placed. If the banks start implementing the 200 naira availability of, loading of cash in the ATMs, you will see that people can easily go to the banks, withdraw the 200 naira new notes, and that is it. Definitely, the 500 naira and 1,000 naira notes would not be all that available, and there are a lot of objectives. And you should also know that when policies are made, not all policies will favor all the segments of the economy. Some people will be impacted negatively, probably in the short term. In the medium term, those there may be a review because of the impact, or people would adjust, the system would adjust, and people would get used to it. Recall the issues of ATM, when ATM came on board, or even the POS. People were saying, this will not work in the system. It wouldn't work in Nigeria. We have illiterates all over the places. How would they use their phone to? But today, go to the villages. You will see that that is the norm. People do their transactions using their telephones and the POS.
We have a short commercial coming in less than a minute, but quickly, and there's now the complaint of fake notes. I mean, yesterday I came across a video where people already are having fake new notes.
That's Nigeria.
How can one identify? Because it's a serious problem now. Many says the redesigning isn't something that was very intricate. It almost looked like just maybe the color changed. So how can one tell the difference between these notes? Is there some specific things on the new notes that you look out for to know that, oh, this is original and that is fake?
Okay, actually, the CBN, when they came up with this policy, told us that there are a lot of technological input as a result of these fake Naira notes. That is the one that is almost phasing out. And because people had technologies where they can just go photocopy the Naira and still trade with it, they now came up with this. I believe this new one now is having fakes. Yes, that is what I'm saying. I believe that with this new Naira note, the counting machines, you know, the counting machines have some
sensors.
Yes, in them that can easily dictate what is new Naira note. I mean, what is original and what is not original. And I believe again that with time, when the notes are available, people would easily know the fake from the original.
Because I was about saying people don't have sensors. We'll go on a short commercial. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, then we're live on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH, on Twitter as well at Nigeria Info PH, and the conversation this morning is on banks, the new Naira notes, and of course the implication of the new withdrawal policy. Limits have been put on individual withdrawals and corporate withdrawals: 100,000 for individuals and 500,000 for corporate organizations. But most importantly is you can even do beyond that, but then you have to pay the extra charges of 5% for individuals, I think 10% for corporates. My guest is the chairman, CIBN, River State Branch, Nkwachukwu Njoku. And we've been talking about the redesigning of the notes and what it means. And of course, we're already having fake ones out there. And you were talking about sensors. And I'm saying human beings don't have sensors, so we wouldn't know which one is original and which one is fake. And because it's a new note, it's difficult to really tell. So what approach would you suggest should be taken now for people? How do we have to go to the ATMs? Because then now the notes are not in proper circulation yet. So would we have to go there and get an original one from the bank and then begin to look at it and note everything we need to note about it? How would you advise people now to go about this, especially in this festive season where cash would go, would exchange hands most of the times?
Okay, thank you once more. The thing is that any cash you collect from any ATM, I assure you, is the original one. A bank wouldn't put a fake Naira in their ATM. I don't think, in fact, that will not happen. You may see that in the open marketplaces, where some dubious people that have gone to do the photocopy of the new Naira note or produce something similar to it will take it to people, and people may be deceived to accepting them. But I believe, and strongly so, that in the medium term, people would now know how to separate the original from the fake. Just look at the.
So we just pay the price now. We just pay the price now, is what you're saying.
That's it. That is it. It's one of those things. It's part of life. It's part of life. If there is fake right now, people would definitely have that challenge. You know. So anyone that is a victim would have to pay the price for now. But in the medium term, people would know how to separate the original from the fake. If you look at the one that is phasing out, if anyone gives you 1,000 Naira note that is original and another one fake, you may have some kind of instinct that this doesn't look like the original by a touch, the feel, you know. So that is just it.
But there used to be certain ways which one can identify fake and original Naira notes. Are those ways not still prevalent even with this new one? Are there any ways to generally identify fake from original?
As I said, because it's new,
it will be difficult.
Some people,
yes,
some people have not even seen it. In fact, majority of Nigerians have not seen the new Naira notes as we speak now. That challenge will be there. So my advice is that if anyone pays you the new Naira notes, please try and review it. Check.
What would you be looking out for?
Yes.
That's the problem.
However, if you want the new Naira note, go to the banks. Any note paid to you from the bank, either through the ATM or from over the counter, is definitely your attention.
All right, let's quickly talk about the withdrawal limits and how it affects bank operations as well. And by the way, if you're listening, you have questions, you can send them to us via WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. Again, 0809-030-6416. One more time, 0809-030-6416. How would this new withdrawal limits affect banking operations? Is what we'd want you to share with us. I mean, you've been in the industry yourself. Do you see how it affects the operations of bank positively or negatively?
Okay, to start with, we know that increase in technology definitely reduces the number of human personnel in any organization. In the medium to long term, the number of operational staff in banks would definitely reduce.
And that's NECA's concern.
And that is what NECA is talking about.
If you remove those people, you're taking food away from their mouth. That's what you're doing. So where would you put them? Where would they? Remember, unemployment in the country is on the increase. We haven't gotten recent data from the Statistics Bureau, but we can tell from what we know before that it's on the increase. So what happens next for those people?
That is it. And that is why human beings are dynamic. Human beings must adapt. People in operations right now, depending on the type of role you're playing, you should start thinking of moving to the business aspect of the banks, where you can go and generate money for the bank, where you can go and look for businesses and trades for the banks. Because in the long term, medium to long term, definitely the number of people in operations in the banking hall would reduce as a result of this policy. But for banks, banks would benefit tremendously because their revenue from online transactions would definitely increase because of the increased presence of customers in
what about
space.
The fact that we might have more people going into the banking halls, looking at the fact that we do not have, I mean, our some of the facilities required, NECA rightly pointed out, internet services and the rest of them. The PS operators are also threatening to protest this because it's going to affect their operations. And the banks introduced the POS so that we don't have lots of us coming to the banks to do small transactions. Now it looks like we might have to go to the bank to do small transactions with as low as 100,000 if we want to do it, because the POS would be complaining about how this would affect their business. So, how would the banks now balance this? POS operators, the banks, and then the customers in the middle.
Okay, for POS operators, I have one advice for them. They have to think outside the box. They can reach out to consultants. There are people that are consultants in banking and finance. They can help them devise means or coming up with vouchers. But definitely it will not be an immediate thing. Vouchers that are acceptable as means of payment. That is another way. But I don't see the CBN considering what they want to achieve, reversing this policy because of POS operators or mobile money agents. I don't see CBN doing that. So what they should be doing now is to think outside the box. How do we sustain our business? How do we ensure that we continue? Can we create vouchers that customers can accept so that our business will continue to grow? Then for banks are only there to accept directives from the CBN. CBN is their supervisor. So whatever CBN tells them to do, that is what they do. If they fail, the CBN will penalize them. So as it is now, the CBN has its objectives. I mentioned it earlier. Definitely, not everyone would benefit in the short term from this policy, even in the medium term or even in the long term. Some people would be affected negatively in the short term, but in the medium term, there would be a change. They would adapt to the situation. Tomorrow, Nigeria can come up and ensure that there is internet everywhere in Nigeria. And when that happens, or there is power, 2023 is here. We don't know who is coming on board as the president. The person's priority could be power. It could be technology. And when that is done, this issue of there is no power, there is no internet, will be something of past.
All right, let's open the phone lines and get your questions and thoughts on the show. 0709230923. Again, 0709230923. That's the number to call. How well do you understand the CBN withdrawal policy? And please enlighten us as well. We know that if you're withdrawing over, it's not that the CBN says you cannot withdraw over 100,000.
Exactly.
You can withdraw as much as you want, but then 100,000 is the safe cap, because if you withdraw 100,000 and below, it's free. You pay no extra charges. But if you're withdrawing over 100,000, you have to pay some charges. The 5% is the amount you're withdrawing. Now, is there some sort of profiling or verification that needs to occur for somebody to access, you know, an amount of money that is above 100,000 or 500,000 for a corporation?
Thank you very much. This question is very, very important. It's very, very important. Again, the CBN did not say that you cannot access your money in your bank account. But if you must access cash above the limit prescribed by the CBN, you must pay, if you're an individual, you will pay 5% of that amount you are withdrawing. For corporates, you pay 10%.
So they're not going then to ask you what you want to do with the money or all of that stuff.
No. If you are withdrawing up to 5 million naira in a month for individual, or 10 million naira in a month for corporate, you have to pay this fee, then do what we call enhanced due diligence.
What does that entail?
Yes, enhanced due diligence would need a visit to even your business site. What do you do? Oh, a customer, you want to withdraw this 10 million naira cash. What do you do now? What do you want to do with it? What is the objective of withdrawing this cash? What do you want to... can't you use online payments to still achieve the same objective? Then they will give you certain forms to fill, which will be sent, not even to the branch, to the head office. You know, and the bank will have to process.
How long will all this take? Because if somebody needs an amount of money for an urgent business transaction, physical cash, and you're talking about all of this process, time is of the essence, of course. So how long is this going to take? Wouldn't this affect business generally? And as much as the bank is trying to see that the money, I think the aim would be that the money goes into circulation and not hoarded. That should be one of the purposes.
Definitely. The thing is that they want to discourage the withdrawal of that kind of the volume of cash. They want to discourage. That is why they are putting all these roadblocks. So that when you think, oh, I would have to face the challenge of enhanced due diligence, then you will say, oh, let me just look for an online means to do my transaction rather. So that is just it. But in terms of circulation, that is simple. I can stay here and transfer 20 million to you. You can stay there and transfer 100 million to me.
Mine is bigger. Okay, so we'll take your contributions now. 070-0923-0923. That's the phone line. Callers, ask your questions, make your contributions. And the question we're asking you is how well you understand the policy we need to know. On Facebook at Nigeria Info PH, on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Share your thoughts with us about this new cash withdrawal limit policy of the CBN. You've been hearing from my guest in the studio, Nkwachukwu Njoku, who's the chairman of CIBN, and giving us insight as to how this policy really works and what it entails. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, you're welcome. Good morning to you.
My name is Letambari.
All right, go ahead, Letambari.
My concern is that I know that the federal government has a good intention to ensure that our money gains value. In as much as the populace somehow, because the procedure to get your money will be a little bit difficult. But I must say that anytime you want to achieve results, you take pains to achieve results. And that is why me too, I also want to appeal with the people of Nigeria to also consider this federal government is trying to introduce. It will help us because we are the people complaining that our money are changing hands, our money has no value.
All right, you made your point already now. Thank you.
It's difficult for the poor people.
Thank you very much. And political parties also have complained about the policy, but I'll take a few messages. This one says, most substantial transactions are not done with cash anyway, so I don't know what the fuss is all about. Flat Earth from Port Harcourt. This person says, good morning, Anele Charles. Please, I think your guest is supposed to at least throw more light on how to differentiate the fake notes from the original notes to avoid more victims of the fake notes, since majority of Nigerians have not seen or known. The video I saw was somebody said that the new notes had normally the new notes have this gold sort of encrypted I don't know if I'll call it, it's not a serial number, there's a name for it, that's stuck on it. The fake doesn't have. So you can look out for that, okay? I wish you had the new notes. I don't have anyone on me.
I
would have perhaps maybe in the studio put it on the camera so you see on Facebook. But then there's a gold printed a tag on it that you would see to differentiate, especially the 1,000 for the 1,000 notes that was there. So you can differentiate using that one as well. This person says, good morning to your guests. If you use the online to transfer payment more than the safe cap for withdrawal, will the charges still apply? So he's saying, it's from Franklin Edwards. If you're withdrawing above 100,000 or doing a transaction above 100,000 or 500,000 using the app, will you be charged?
No.
Okay, so it's only when you go over the counter, Francis. This one says, good morning. When the CBN says any cash withdrawal for an individual beyond the limit cost an extra 5%, assuming I go to the POS to withdraw 200K, is it my bank account that automatically deduct the 5% from? So if he goes to the POS to make the withdrawal,
the POS wouldn't even
give it to you. Yeah. That's another thing. Because the policies now would also, it's affecting the POS and the amount of cash they can distribute in a day, which would now
per account.
Which means the POS might have to increase their charges per 1,000 naira that they if they would still be in operation, of course. Wouldn't that be something that can be done?
No, because
they would look at the profit they make from the business now, it would be largely affected if they're not giving out more cash in a day.
As I said, the apps, people would are indirectly being compelled to use the apps more. The POS has been given an instruction and it will follow that instruction. You can't go to the POS now and say you want to withdraw, that is after 9th of January, you want to withdraw 200,000 and it will pay you. You would need to go to the inside the banking hall, then they will definitely give you a form to fill. So because it's an agreement, it's a contract.
All right.
So that when you fill and you will sign and they will give you the cash and charge you accordingly.
All right, Mr. Onjoku, thank you very much. You're already out of time. We have to draw the curtain here, but you've been amazing. Thank you for your time on the show today.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you, listeners.
All right, this is where we wrap things up. Hello, Port Harcourt comes up next. I'm pretty sure some of your questions have been answered. You can go back and watch the conversation again on Facebook and on Twitter. We have bits of it there at Nigeria Info PH. My name is Ifeemi Andrew. Jude is standing by. Stay tuned.